This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You can find payday lenders and stories about payday lenders in almost every city in this country. Those are, as you know, high-interest loans that are due in full on the borrower's next payday. Today, though, we're going to do a different slice of the subprime consumer loan market. Installment loans due in monthly installments, typically 6 months to a couple of years, usually marketed to the same low-income credit-challenged consumers that payday lenders go after. From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has the first installment of a collaboration with ProPublica, Beyond Payday Loans.
I was sure the GPS was steering me wrong in my search for installment loans gone bad as I approached the home of Katrina Sutton in suburban Atlanta. Down a wooded lane to a red brick Tudor.
Nice to meet you.
You're Katrina.
I am. I got a basement apartment.
Sutton lives here with her grandfather.
I think it's just antique stuff that he picked up along the way. They was really into antiques.
Her grandfather's making the house payments on his disability check.
My grandfather now, he's a little shy of struggling.
And Katrina Sutton, at 31 years old, with a GED, no assets, and more than $15,000 in student debt, she's just plain struggling. She had a job delivering auto parts.
I got laid off, and then I started working for Walmart. It was part-time, so I was trying to get bills taken care of.
Then a crisis.
I went into a car issue.
She drives a 97 Crown Victoria. It was her grandmother's.
It had something to do with the brakes. So I just knew I had to have it done because I couldn't be driving it. So I got the loan.
The loan. A high-interest installment loan. She got it from World Finance, one of the nation's biggest installment lenders. So here's how it works. You borrow a few hundred to a few thousand dollars. Now, unlike a payday loan, which is due all at once when you get your paycheck, you pay this loan off over time in fixed monthly installments. Since the borrowers tend to be pretty high credit risk, the interest is pretty high, too. World loads on fees and several kinds of credit insurance. Nothing illegal here, but like payday loans, they can lead borrowers into a deepening cycle of debt. So back to Katrina Sutton's case. She borrowed around $200. That was enough to fix the brakes on her Crown Victoria. Then Walmart cut her hours, and she got sick.
They told me if I had to miss a payment, I had to come back in and refinance it.
Refinance means renew. World started the loan all over again.
I was getting more behind. I was trying to figure out why.
The why is actually pretty easy once you understand how these loans work. First of all, there's the high cost of borrowing the money. On her $200 loan, Sutton had to pay back an extra $150 or so in interest, fees, and insurance. The annual percentage rate listed on Sutton's loan contract, that's the APR, was 90%, already pretty high. But if you add in the cost of credit insurance, the loan has an effective APR of 182%, according to an analysis by ProPublica. The other reason Sutton got more behind, renewing the loan, enticed by a payout, she got a small check for some of the principal she'd already paid off.
Once you renew it, it's like you get a little bit. One time, I think they gave me like $40 off of it and then added that more interest into it and then all these other fees that they didn't tell me about.
Three out of four World loans are renewed before they're paid off. Chris Kukla at the Center for Responsible Lending says this can be very expensive for borrowers.
Every time they go in and refinance, they pay a new origination fee. They pay more credit insurance fees if they take the credit insurance. It is not uncommon for someone to walk in and years later end up paying three times what they borrowed.
Sometimes borrowers just stop paying, and it can get
real ugly, came out to my job, came out to my home.
That's after Sutton defaulted.
I was going to look into the claims.
The Office of Bankruptcy Attorney Barbara Braziel in Savannah.
Then you've got a disability insurance premium of $30, something called a maintenance fee of...
The bankruptcy client Braziel is seeing today makes $34,000 a year as a computer technician. She borrowed about $2,500 from World Finance and one of its subsidiaries.
The character of her debt was medical bills, student loans, and these two finance companies. And that really drove the train.
The client's loans were at 42% and 109% effective APR. When she fell behind, World sued and garnished her wages. Attorney Braziel says her clients don't have a lot of sources for borrowing money aside from the high-cost storefront lenders like World in their communities.
And I, too, was a single mom. You're trying to keep the lights on. You're trying not to be homeless. So you really just need to solve the problem you have in front of you. And the cost is secondary. Sometimes those people are the only people there for you.
World declined to speak with Marketplace and ProPublica. In response to submitted questions, World said that its customers demonstrate by their repeat business that they value the company's service and products. The company said it only issues repeat loans when borrowers want them, that its collection methods are proper and legal, and that all interest, fees, and insurance premiums are disclosed to borrowers. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Mitchell's back tomorrow with part two of our collaboration with ProPublica, the business end of installment lending tomorrow, and also when regulators might start paying attention to it. There is more on our website, Mitchell's Reporter's Notebook, and a slideshow as well. Marketplace.org is where you need to go.